Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to ask the question, is building trust on purpose manipulation? Jonna, kick us off.
Good morning. Well, that's such an interesting question. So I've been mulling this over, and I don't think that as humans, we're really capable of not being manipulative if you choose to think of it in that way. Because we are hardwired for survival. And so at our core, everything that we do is eventually beneficial to us, whether it makes us feel good, gives us the warm fuzzies. But I think there really are at its heart of hearts, very few truly selfless acts. Mm. So if you want to label it that way, you sure can, but oof. That's a really loaded question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends on what the intent is behind building the trust. Mm-hmm. For me, I have to build trust with individuals I work with my team. So when I meet with them and I talk with them, it is under the idea, the intent is I'm building trust with them. Mm-hmm. But it's so that I can work better with them, so I can help coach them better, and they have trust in what I'm saying. Now, if you're building trust because you want to take advantage of the person, yeah, I would say that's manipulative.
So it's interesting because, Jonna, I've always said I don't believe in altruism. There's no such thing as altruism, which I think is a whole separate Quick Hits, but that's to your point. And Brennan, I had the same idea that it depends upon your intent. So if your intent is positive, then no, it's not manipulative, but your intent is negative, then yes, it's part of the manipulation. So where does that leave someone who's trying to sell something? If you're trying to sell something someone needs, it's not. But if you're trying to sell someone something doesn't need, then it is?
Well, I think that would depend on how you would define how they need it. You might be selling it to them because you don't think that they need it. And I guess you could argue that is manipulative. Yeah, you know, I gotta think of how to justify this now.
Go ahead, John. I saw you thinking. Let him think.
Yeah.
How you go
right.
About
well, and you know, speaking in terms of sales, the end result of building that trust is success for the salesperson. Mm-hmm. And in communications, in my role in consulting and supporting businesses, their success is my success, and I want them to trust me so that we can both be successful. And so, yeah. The end result is also success for me. And my personality is such that I have a strong emotional driver to the work that I do. And all my personality tests say that to me, the work that I do has to be worth doing in order for me to do it and to find passion in it. And I've worked in a job that I found tremendous passion in, and I have worked in a job where I found zero passion. And that job where I found zero passion did feel manipulative. It did feel like I was just trying to get people to do what I wanted them to do to make the powers that be essentially leave me alone. I did what you asked, now go away.
Right.
Yes, I feel like it's such a challenging question for me because I don't think that way in terms of sales. If I coach my teams, the first thing that we uncover is need. And if there is no need, we don't pursue that sale. Mm. So to think of it from a standpoint of, would you sell to somebody who doesn't have a need? I immediately think back to the used car salesman view that a lot of people have about sales professionals. And mm-hmm. I have strived with everyone I work with to push away from that. Because I do find when you tell somebody, hey, I'm in sales, they immediately think, oh, you're gonna like lie to me. You're gonna try to be sneaky. And it's like, well, no, there's so many other aspects of sales. Like the listening to needs, the uncovering needs. I mean, it's all centered around needs, and that's what you sell to. So I have a hard time wrapping my head around the selling to somebody that doesn't need what you're selling. Mm. It can be done, obviously, but...
Well, and you can certainly manipulate someone's emotions to buy something because that part of their brain doesn't have access to language and have access to logic. So if you can manipulate someone to feel something really aggressively and then pitch them... And I could name some big name people who do that.
Oh, yeah.
You could definitely sell people things that then they have regret later. And I mean, but going back to the trust thing, if my clients don't trust me, I don't have a business. It's that simple. But I also am very careful not to betray that trust, which goes back to the intent thing that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, how do you know if you're being manipulative or building trust in a positive way? And I saw so much self-awareness there.
Mm-hmm. I think time always tells. In the moment, I feel like in the moment, you know, if you're building trust and it's for ill intent, you know, as you're doing it.
Mm.
You could start building trust in the beginning with the best intention in the world, and then it changes to your intent with that person, then changes.
Mm.
Like I imagine like building friendship with somebody and then finding out that their family is really wealthy and their father owns a big company and you're trying to get a job. All of a sudden that trust that you've built with that individual could now turn into, I'm going to use you to get your father to get a job.
Mm. The three of us know a lot about building trust. It's something that we do professionally. Do you think that you notice when someone else is purposefully building trust with you, or is it so comfortable that it just happens?
I have a handful of people that I recognize are trying to build trust with me, and I am not to a point yet where I'm willing to reciprocate that trust based on what I know of them, their reputations, previous actions I've seen them take. And that's where I think a lot of self-awareness comes in for me, because when I catch myself feeling those negative feelings, I really step back and examine, like, okay, have I done this? Mm. And recently professionally just had a situation where I proposed a contract with a local organization and they turned down the contract, and then I went on vacation and proceeded to be busy for 4 weeks. So I just was able to go meet face to face with my contact yesterday and say, hey, I feel like this played out in a very weird way. I apologize. This was not my intent. And she was like, oh, no, don't think twice about it. We're both busy. I'm in the throes of this festival, and that's not how I'm thinking about this at all. But it was really concerning me that it looked like I had manipulated her, that I was building that trust for ill intent, and like, oh, I didn't get what I wanted, so now we're not friends anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was a very negative feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely get that. I'm a big fan of like rereading messages that I've sent out to like friends and family. And the worst for me is when I reread a message I sent out and I'm like, I forgot like the most important part of the message. And then it makes me feel horrible because I'm like, oh, I probably sound like such a jerk. So I have to send another message out like, by the way, I meant to add this. Mm. And then all of a sudden the responses come in and it's like, oh man. So yeah.
Well, Brandon, do you think you notice when someone's trying to build trust on purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I feel like most people I work with, the one of the first things that they feel that they need to do is prove themselves.
Mm.
So it's, hey, you have any extra assignments? There's anything extra I can do? You know, I understand you're working on this later. Can I join you? And I know they're joking because they, as much as I want to believe that they're building trust with me because they like me, I'm also in a position where I could potentially help them out. So they will take advantage of that. But I don't know if I don't really consider that to be, you know, manipulation, because I kind of give them that open. I tell people, mm-hmm. reach out to me if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
I still have reps now that will message me, you know, hey, will you be a reference for me? Mm-hmm. And they're generally the individuals who, when I worked with, were just always there saying, hey, can I do this? Can I do this? So
yeah,
I can really tell.
When somebody's trying to build trust and it feels icky, that's when I notice it. When I feel like someone is pushing me to do something that I'm not super comfortable with and they're trying to engender themselves to me, then I'm like, ooh, this is icky. I don't like this.
I think if somebody's building trust with me, it's not until they ask me to do something that I'm just completely against, mm-hmm. will I recognize that there's actual ill intent behind the trust. But I feel like I lean on the everyone is good side of things. So I give them that chance. And until they say, hey, I want to do this to, you know, be more successful, I'm like, no, because that's a reflection of me now.
Well, that's our 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation about trust and manipulation. It twists my brain every time. We'll do it again soon.